Begin the current daf mesechtes haned daf chafal. We begin on a basic. It says master. Begin with the gemara susum lomali. The gemara has the question that we learned that that the susum loyalba is not supposed to increase the amount of horses. So the gemara wants to know that if even one horse is forbidden, so susum lomali. So pirish, in other words, namashma trei. It sounds like well. Two horses, but if even one is forbidden, then why is saying susim? So it says ha'achigas, and that's the girsa, that it's like this. Ela kasav ela sus, if it only said sus, I would have thought, lekama susim chad lavu, that for many horses would be one lav. The ikka, that's when it would be. Kasav rachmona susim v'hadu sus, so that's why. And that's the Gemara's question, that Eliksev Elasus, I would have thought that there would be many horses, that would be one lav. So it says Susim, and then it says Sus, to be Lachalka Kol Echad, to divide for each one Pirish. In other words, Iksev Sus, had it said in the singular Sus Gabal Yarba, by not increasing, Habamin, I would have said Asus Echad. Bottle for one unnecessary horse, whoever he violates. The from increasing, like in the singular, even one horse. But for many horses, like el chad lav, there would also be only one negative prohibition. And therefore, it's coming to tell you that no, that's what it says in susim lamali to violate a negative prohibition on each and every one. That's what Tosfos says. Shat Nigmar's question and answer. Now, Vieshvam Shubashim, there are some erroneous texts. The Garsi Laver Baasei Veloisasei. The Gemara's answer is to violate not just to violate positive and negative prohibition. In other words, Loyar Besusim Lomali Klal is the Gemara's question. What do I need it for? And because I know from the other pasuk of Sus, so it says Veloi Tachin. It's not possible. Because Laman Har Besus Lava Sehu. That's not a positive commandment. Achkoy Alav Gliyoshim is going on the negative purpose of Gliyoshim, and therefore can't say to say a lie, a loisa seba asay. It says, Mat, to begin with the words of Gemara, Ksav Lubana. What's the Ksav? Ivris, Rav Chizah says, Ksav Lubana. Yesh Mefarshim, Kazeh, some explain this like this, Shal Eis Nasis Min Halavan, that because the letter is made from the white part of the paper, meaning Shememalan HaCholak Dioi, they fill in the empty part, not where the letter is, with ink. Baksav nasim elov, and then the writing happens by itself. Min yor cholik from the empty paper that you don't have the ink on. That's what the writing was. So it says, well, in here that doesn't seem, and that would be libano from the word of lavan, from white, from the white part, not the ink part. So it says, well, in here that doesn't seem to be correct. In zeksav, because that's not writing. To have a chok toiches, that's like carving out the outside. Or from one side pushing into the outside of b'chokirecha, so forming the thighs, which is from the outside and doing nothing from the inside. I mean, beginning the Gemara says in Gittin of Chafam Elav, ink sav legabe get. It's not considered writing regarding a get. And there says it says legabe get in ink sav, just like for a divorce document, it's not a writing. Gabe sevater nami in the kasher, but sevater would also have the same halacha that's not valid as writing. Void more about my like kahalin kasva lamikra. Then how do we understand the Gemara in the next daf? That from a pasuk in Daniel that they didn't recognize it. I really understand the ksiva sizes klal. According to that pshat, lebana, it wasn't different writing. Same writing. It's just from making the word from the outside. So why didn't they recognize it later on in history? So Rabbi Tam Pirush explains the shame makom rishama lebana for kaisim b'ksav mashana. It's just the name of a place that its name was Lebanon or lebana. And they had a different type of writing. And that's the writing that we're referring to as was this Ksav Ibris.